Feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights.
Johnny, we're on the air. Hey, Johnny, I got a question for you.
You're gonna cut that, aren't you? You're not really gonna put that on the air.
Yeah, you may get discovered.
Oh, God.
Johnny, if you were on the road, over the road trucker,
yeah,
what would your CB handle be? Now, and I want you to, because I threw this at you just randomly. What would Johnny Acid, and maybe you can even be Breaker 19, this is Johnny Acid.
No, I wouldn't. I'd probably change it.
I believe if you went out there with the handle Johnny Acid on the CB, it would create controversy out there in trucking land.
I'd probably get pulled over a lot.
You might get pulled over, you might get reported, the whole nine yards. I really don't think that would be the greatest handle in the world, John. In fact, I don't even know if calling you Johnny Acid on the show is doing us any good.
Well, I think the day you stop calling me that on the show is the day I'm packing my bags.
Okay. All right. So what would your handle be on the CB? Okay, you're out there. I'll create a scenario. You show up at Swift and you get your training.
You can stop right there.
Why is that? So let me get back to this. So there you are. You just graduated from Swift's Academy.
You can stop right there.
Or one of the big companies.
Okay.
I pick Swift because they're the big ones. Okay, Swift.
All right, I'm a Swiftie. Go ahead.
England, Warner, Schneider. You're one of those, you know, you just...
Johnny Swift.
All right, so Johnny Acid's trainer. I could just see him with gray hair. He's done. You actually graduated into a truck, and now you got your bags packed. Your bunk is all nice and full. Would your bunk be clean, Johnny?
It depends on who was in it last.
Would your bed be nice and clean?
If my ex-wife was in it, I'm going to go with a no.
Okay. Well, let's just say it's Johnny Acid. He's going solo for the first couple months. Ex-wife is not going to be there. Would the bed be made? Would you keep a clean truck, Johnny Acid?
Spotless.
Could you eat off the floor? Hey, you know,
I don't know about all that.
I got to tell you, I pulled up to a tobacco place in Kentucky. Go figure. That's where every piece of tobacco, I think, comes out of. Anyways, so I was picking up there in, I think it was Lexington, and it was this big tobacco farm, and they're loading and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, so I get to talking to a driver. He had been driving for Great Coastal. That was one of my first OTR companies. By the way, I've told that story before. And so we got to talking, and we're just, I don't know, just randomly talking about everything. He was an older fella. I was a young trucker.
Right.
And he invited me to see his truck.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he had one of the new ones and all that stuff. So he opens up the door, and there's literally a pair of bedroom slippers sitting right there in front of his little air seat, where every time he gets in the truck, he would kick his boots off, and those boots would either go in the toolbox, you know, the little compartment behind the seat, or just behind the seat, or in the middle somewhere. But this guy, literally, you could eat off his floor. I never seen a truck kept so clean in my life. It was amazing. Would that be your truck?
Oh, yeah. The slippers would be pink and fuzzy, though.
Yeah, I would think that, Johnny Acid. So, all right, so let's go. I can think of a couple CB handles for you.
Well, hold on. Who am I working for?
You're just graduated from the Academy of New Drivers. Okay, you're trained. We won't even say a company. You could be a Swiftie, you could be a Pumpkin. And by the way, Schneider has been getting away from the orange, I see. But so you could be a big blue Warner guy. You could be a big red U.S. Express guy. Whatever. You're the newbie out there. You're the rookie driver. Johnny Acid. He's got the big smile on. And someone says, Breaker 19. What do we call you, driver?
Rubber Duck.
Rubber Duck. I think that's taken. There was an actual... Who was it? Breaker 19. You got the Rubber Duck. Hey,
I'm about to put the hammer down.
That's right. Yeah. So you'd be the Rubber Duck?
No, that's too cliche.
Why don't you go with something like Ass Kicker?
No, I was thinking like Grease Monkey.
Yeah, something like really... And you know what? If I was back on...
Monkey Wrench.
I think you should go with something that would offend all the truckers. Yeah. Pause. Like, what? What the hell did he say?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you offend everybody now. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to just get out there and just become something, you know, controversial?
Truckers are not easily offended.
No. Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. What could I possibly call myself that's going to, you know, piss off every trucker out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. And I really, what I really wanted to know is what, see, I stumped you. You are usually Johnny on the spot with an answer, right? A little joke or something cute, and you couldn't come up with nothing when, because you had what's really funny, and let's just be honest with each other. A CB handle, right, is really telling people who you are. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what.
Okay, what was yours?
My first one. I'm going to tell you what my old one was. My most notorious one was one that commonly got used after, I believe I was the first, but it was Max, M-A-X, okay? And
that's corny.
Corny, whatever you want to call it. That's I was Max. I was a young guy. This is 30 years ago. Now, I will tell you that first CB handle that I had, because I was from Pennsylvania, was Coal Cracker. And I'm going to be honest with you. Unless you're from Pennsylvania or West Virginia, nobody even understands that title at all. Because everybody, they go, what do they call you, son? I go, Coal Cracker. They go, what? Cracker? What do they call? I had to repeat it. I mean, like, and then I'd have to explain. That's because I'm from the coal hills. I grew up in a coal mining family. A Coal Cracker. And they'd be like, oh, okay. And what was that? What was that CB handle again? I mean, it really was. Nobody understands what a coal cracker. If you grow up in the coal region, only people from the coal region seem to understand.
Now, why would you change that from Coal Cracker to Max? Max, to me, sounds like an adult film star. So, can you explain that to me, please?
Well, first off, again, I'll go back to, I know it's not hard to go over your head, Johnny Acid. I just got done telling you, every time I would tell people my name, it had to go with an explanation.
I know, but that's what makes it nice. You have to explain it every time, and people. And once you do, you know what I mean. You have a story behind it. But Max, really, it sounds like a dog.
Well, how about
Hey, Max, come here, boy.
How about Mad Max? Yeah. No, how about Mad Max?
Oh, come on.
So really, no. So let's go back. So that's my CB handle. I mean, I never really had like the greatest. I mean, there was all kind of crazy handles out there. In fact, if you Googled right now CB handles. You would literally see there's 10 million different CB handles.
I'd like to see some of the truckers call in and tell us some of their crazy handles too.
Right, and I think we had actually had a meme on the Facebook page
right.
One time about what's your CB handle, and like there was 10 different million. Let's see, free CB handles, free CB. Okay, so here's a couple CB handles if we've got a list here. Okay, here I'll just read a couple here starting with the B's. Boomer. Bullfrog. Here's one, Survivor. Johnny Acid, if you see any of these that you want to take, we'll go ahead and put your name on it.
I like Nug Roaster.
How about Scooter Slick?
Ticketmaster. Love it.
Now that one I like. Ticketmaster. Who's the Ticketmaster? How about Sidewinder?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Blackbeard.
Uh-huh.
Porky.
Well, that I'm staying away from that one.
Just say
there must be a Swift driver.
Just say it. How about Piano Man?
Yeah.
Torque?
No.
Chopper Rick?
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah, really. Musket? How about Heckler? Now there, Johnny. There it is. Heckler. Heckler.
That would be a good one.
I think that we found your calling. How about Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Jimmy Dean.
Ticketmaster's my favorite.
Yeah, Diamond. How about Diamondback? You could be the rattlesnake.
How about Catfish?
Yo, Johnny.
You like that one?
Yeah, I don't. No.
No.
How about No No? How would you like to? What's your CB? No No.
Yeah.
You got the No No here. Hey, break 19. You got No No. How about Steamer?
Yeah.
Nuggets. Now, and I'm gonna name this site. It's called SomethingAwful.com. Okay, and I'm gonna read the next one. Do you see it?
Oh, come on.
No, really? It's a list of I'm gonna literally put that up there on the site. So people think I'm picking on people, but it literally there's a controversial name on here. I'll just skip that. Who cares?
Yeah, you don't want to put that one up there.
Yeah, you know, you'll offend every
right.
every Volvo driver. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
All right. No, I'm kidding. All
right. Let's put it this way. If you have a dress on, it would probably
How about Free World?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Huh?
Right. What? Yeah, sure. Big Dusty.
These are boring. You got anything better?
Mud King.
Eh.
Hail Bob.
No.
No Neck.
No. Burly. Yeah, I like that one.
Hey, Johnny Acid, maybe this. Oh, I thought it said Girl Master. It's Grill Master.
Nothing beats Ticketmaster.
Here, I'm going to read some of these off here. Def Jam, Haymaker, Whipshaw, Whipsaw, Mungus, Chewbacca Slim, Up North, Coyote, Blue Chips, Mork from Ork, Tumbleweed, Road Bois.
How about Chop Shop?
Chop Shop. How about Toddler? How about Route House?
Roadkill. I like that. Roadkill.
Here's one. Shit List. How'd you? Hey, break one on. You got Shit List. How about Mighty Sewer, Boiler, Eyesore, Roulette, Wildman, Le Mans, Jawbone, White Ball, Whiskey Nip, Struggler, Horn Dog, Dogpile.
Jock Itch.
How'd you like to be called Dogpile?
Look, Jock Itch.
Is it really Jock Itch? Yeah. Where do you see Jock Itch?
Right there. It's right below Porno.
It's right below Porno. Yeah, you got the Jock Itch here. Moon Baby, Code Red, Baby Corn, Shepherd, Beastmaster, Daddy-O, Jean Jacket, Stiff Arm, Wise Guy, Sugar Shorts, Biscuit, Flatlander, Hindquarters, Pigfoot, Trouble, Truck Nuts, Big Rack, The Tool Man, Cave Dog. Now, if any of you drivers do end up grabbing one of these handles out there that we're reading off, send us a little message letting us know that you thank us for your new CB handle. We appreciate that. Wizard, Short Stack, The Roller, Bird Dog, Thinker, Hooker, Godfather, The Pretzel, Dashboard, Yukon Gold, Crackshot, Fingers, Primer, Whistle, No Toes? For real? Okay. The Sexy Elf.
Do you think there's any coincidence that those two are side by side?
What's that? No Toes and Sexy Elf?
No, the other two over there. It says Swifty, and then right underneath it says Rollover King.
Are you serious? No, you're joking around. Rollover King. Oh, man. Johnny Acid. How about Bird of Prey? Perfect. All right. So anyways, Trenchfoot, Falcon, Cleft, Sherbert, Mocha, Seabird, Outbird, Seawolf, Medcat, DDT, The French Tickler. Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I can only imagine when a woman says, "What's your handle there?"
Is it the French Tickler?
I'm the French Tickler. Come back. Come back.
And I have a rider policy.
Come back.
I got a rider policy from day one. My name's the French Tickler.
You got the French Tickler. You got a...
That's getting cut.
That's getting bad. All right. Paper Cut, T-Top, Short Leg, The Stork, Precious, Wild Child, Chopper, Methuselah, Stinger, Coupon, Speedball, Octo, Squirt, Augustus, Oops, All Barry. Don't get that one. Cherry Wine, Hubcap, Gargoyle, Cheesehorn, The Guru, Tenderfoot, Nighthawk, Blackbird, Pipe Wrench, The Professor, Icebox Snake, Barn Burner, Type 2, Rambler, White Boots, Driftwood, Flounder, Stubble Chest. You must shave. Johnny, is that you? Stubble Chest.
Hey, do you think all the...
Johnny, do you shave your chest?
Do you think the young drivers out there have handles? Does everyone have a handle?
Love handles. They have love handles.
Oh, yeah, right.
How about this one? Humpy.
Humpy, I like.
Humpy. And then you have Trog.
Humpy and Dumpy and Lumpy.
Right. Okay, here we go. Sexy, Wet Look, Texas Toast, Bloodweiser, Towel Ripper. Towel Ripper? Seal Breaker, Dog Bed, Jazz Bone, Man O' War, Cue Ball, Pubert. I'm not touching that one. Wishful Thinking, Curls, Tingler, Shell Game, Bubby, Wingnut, Ripple, Ragdoll, Clockwork, Esquire, Fang, Magnet, Manicore, Shadow, Wheelbarrow, Magnum, Daggum, Hoagie, Bannister, Rumbler, Fence Post, Bungalow, Ranch, Hand, Tangy, Yankee, Banjo, Midas, Quazo, Flatbread, Slippery Jim, Baby Legs, Naughty Hide.
Are you going to go through the whole list?
I was gonna.
You're dropping listeners one by one going through this list.
Yeah, we should probably cut the damn list out.
Yeah, I don't think we need the entire thing.
Okay.
All right, man, just give me the milk. I don't want the cow, okay?
You never...
Oh, no, give me the cow. I don't want the... Wait a minute. I forget which way it goes.
You like the milk.
I like the milk. I don't want the cow.
Right. Right. Yeah. I tell my wife that all the time. She wants me to butcher the whole cow. I'm like, just give me a piece of meat. Damn it, I don't want the whole cow. Why do I got to go through the big explanation?
Women are like that.
Well, that's
though.
What we're supposed to do.
Women are like that, though.
Right, but you do realize we are supposed to talk.
It's like, yeah. I want a yes or no answer. That's all I want. I just want a yes. Why do you got to go on for 20 minutes? About it's yeah. You know what? I got things to do. Why do you have to keep
you
talking?
You
got to
hear the story.
Just shut up.
You got to hear the story.
You got to hear the whole thing.
If they don't give you the story, it don't mean anything to them.
Apparently.
And we love our ladies. I'll say, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
The only woman I've ever been with that just said yes was my ex-wife, but she didn't say it to me. Yeah. She said it to someone else.
What about them lot lizards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They said $49.99. Yes. Yes. $49.99. No, I don't even know. What do they charge?
It's cold in this reefer.
Everybody out there is going, $49.99? Hell, I can get five for that. I don't even know. What does a lot lizard go for? Anyways, we don't want to know that. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's actually another
That's touch freight right there, buddy.
Is that touch freight? It lot is. Lizard, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, listen, Johnny. You know what? I just wanted to know. You really didn't come up with a CB handler or CB handle. Everybody out there is probably going, all right, Johnny, what's your CB handle? What would it be?
I already told you.
What was it? Tutu? What was it? I don't remember.
Grease Monkey.
Oh, so you said it would have been something like Grease Monkey.
Right, something like that.
Grease Monkey. Are you a mechanic?
No.
No?
No, I've never turned a wrench in my life.
So can we ask the story behind the word Grease Monkey?
It's kind of personal.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you don't want to tell anybody anything on the show. They don't have a right to know. Okay.
Well, I put it this way. It's PG. This is PG-13, so I really can't get into all the specifics of the grease and the monkey.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely...
We'll take it offline.
All right. I'm not even going to go there now. All right. Listen, any advice?
Any advice for the handles or what?
No. Let's just wrap this thing up. Hey, if you got a really cool CB handle, send it to us, and we'll post it if it's really... outrageous.
If we don't like it, we're just going to throw it in the trash. So make sure it's a good one.
Yeah, we would love to see something really, really cool. Send us your CB handles.
If it's Max, don't even send it in.
Yeah, don't send Max in. All right. Talk CDL.